Welcome to the New Process Podcast. Learn all the tools, methods, and best practices combined with people, emotions, and a human-centric mindset to rethink your process and push it to the next level. And here is your host, Mirko Kloppenberg.
Yeah, welcome to episode 42 of the New Process Podcast. Today, it's all about the top BPM topics for 2024. Therefore, I've invited you to contribute your topics a few weeks ago by participating in the survey. Today, I'm going to share the results with you. A big thank you to all of you who have filled out the survey. But I will not only share the results of the survey with you, I've also asked some specific people to share their top BPM topics for 2024 with you in the episode. So, in this episode, you'll learn what the top BPM topics for 2024 are and what you can do about them. If you haven't had these topics on your radar yet, you should definitely double check whether they are relevant to you or not. So, it's a must listen to episode to prepare for 2024.
And now, let's start to rethink processes.
Yeah, let's do this. But before we look into the future, let's quickly recap 2023. For me, it was an amazing year with so many fascinating new and old contacts via the podcast, via LinkedIn, or even in real life. I had the chance to work with great companies to help them inspire people for processes, and I started to build up the new process team. And I really enjoyed all the interactions with the new process community. Not all my plans have worked out the way I thought, but with the start of New Process Pro, the community for process enthusiasts like you and me, I fulfilled one of my long-time dreams. That's super cool that New Process Pro is now online and so many of you already signed up. And there is another highlight coming up. The New Process Conference will take place in April 2024. And I'd love to meet you there in person. So I have a real need to meeting people in person. And it's great that so many of you already registered for the conference. So I'm super happy for all these developments and I'm super grateful for all your support and feedback. But now it's time to point our thoughts into the future. Let's see which topics you don't want to miss for 2024. We're going to kick it off with Yati Nguyen, who has been my guest in episode 33, where we talked about change and transformation in complex organization. And maybe you also know T from his fantastic Tea with T series, where I also had the honor of being his guest this year.
Hi there, this is T from Tea with T, and my top BPM topic for 2024 is to focus on convergence. Convergence of existing technologies, convergence of new technologies and established ones, convergence of simplicity and complexity to create competitive advantage. In specific, this can mean to converge AI technology with process modeling capabilities in order to generate a contextualized best process model for an organization. To receive recommendations on how to adjust certain process flows while receiving decision support on what to be aware of, like impeding shortages in our supply chain impacting delivery capability. I believe we still have enough old problems to tackle and do not need to create new problems yet. Life will supply us with new challenges anyhow. However, many old problems can be addressed by using new technologies or, as I mentioned earlier, combining existing and new technologies. Often, the new is not in the creation only, but in the change of perspective to achieve something new. I guess you can call this a process, not necessarily a new process, maybe a differentiated process, but one that is always created by humans for humans.
Yeah, thank you very much, T. And I would say focus on convergence. That's exactly what I'm doing with New Process, so bringing together new work on the one hand side with BPM on the other side to rethink processes. I also explored other ways in the New Process podcast this year to converge, for example, AI with BPM, gamification or story listening with BPM, and much more is to come. I received another interesting input from Kasper Jans, who has also been my guest in the New Process podcast before. Kasper is Senior Director, Transformation Solutions EMEA at Software AG, and His top BPM topic for 2024 perfectly supports T's perspective.
Hi, this is Kasper Jans from Software AG, and my BPM topic for 2024 would be the combination of AI and BPM, and how can AI enable, facilitate, accelerate the adoption of BPM within organizations. And I think that would be one of the topics to look for in and work on in 2024. Have a good one. Cheers.
Yeah, AI and BPM. I love it. Thank you, Kasper. There has already been a New Process podcast episode with Benjamin Duant at the beginning of this year. I'll include the link into the show notes. So Benjamin and I talked about how to use AI as co-pilot for BPM. And we're going to push this even further at the New Process conference next year, where we're going to have a 90-minute slot with ChatGPT expert Mathieu Sabourin. He will show us how to leverage ChatGPT for our work as BPM guys. The next topic comes from the process wizard Christoph Piller. He was my guest on New Process Podcast to discuss subject-oriented BPM, and I had the honor of being his guest in his vodcast on a melange with the process wizard. On his vodcast, that sounds like vodka. No, but it's not the video podcast. So here comes the topic from Christoph Piller.
Hey Mirko, this is Christoph, the process wizard. Responding to your question about the top BPM topics in 2024 for the new process community. I think in the upcoming year, my primary focus will be on two crucial areas that I believe should be at the forefront of our discussions. Firstly, how artificial intelligence, so AI, is set to transform business process management, making it more effective than ever before. I really think the integration of AI brings forth innovative solutions from intelligent automation to predictive analytics, shaping the future landscape of BPM, actually. And secondly, the evolving roles of process actors due to the pervasive use of AI. So understanding how human-machine collaboration is reshaping responsibilities is, in my opinion, key to navigating the dynamic changes in the BPM arena. These topics, I believe, are paramount for the new process community in 2024. So I look forward to a year of insightful discussions, collaborative exploration within the new process community. All the best, your process wizard.
Thank you much, Christoph. Two topics also related to AI and the consequences for us as humans. That's why it's, from my point of view, so important to deep dive into AI and BPM for a human-centric perspective to understand the new discipline and to upskill yourself to use it. And I love this word, upskill, which I learned from Nico Bitzel this year. Thank you very much, Nico. And here comes another interesting contribution, which I'm very proud of having in this episode. It is coming from Said Ahmad Daliri, probably the BPM thought leader from Iran.
Hello, New Process community. This is Said Ahmad Daliri, and I'm thrilled to share my perspective on the top BPM topic for 2024. Let me provide you with a first and brief summary of my achievement. I train more than 50 organizations. I work in more than 20 companies, especially a huge company as a consultant and project manager in the field of business process management and process mining. I wrote and published 9 Persian books around the BPM and English book and a paper about how to establish business process management with your employees at new methodology. And in my hometown, I organized and executed an speech in a first and second most significant conference, BPM conference, that dedicated a world in our country. In my view, the most critical focus on 2024 should be in 3 parts. First, leveraging AI and advanced analytics in business process management. Second, human-centric, and third, object-centric. Let me provide a bit more detail. Leveraging AI and advanced analytics in business process management. AI and analytics empower organizations to extract meaningful insight from vast data set, optimize the decision-making processes, and enhance overall operational efficiency. This strategic integration not only streamlines workflow, but also prioritizing businesses to be more adaptive and competitive in an ever-evolving marketplace. Let's unlock the full potential of data-driven decision, the data-driven decision-making, and propel our BPM initiative into a new era of innovation. Second, I said the human-centric. In an era dominated by technology, it's imperative not to lose sight of human elements with processes. The future of BPM lies in creation workflows that prioritizing the user experience, employees satisfaction, and customer engagement. By placing people at the heart of process design, organization can drive greater collaboration, innovation, and overall success. Let's explore how we can integrate user feedback, embrace design thinking, and foster a culture that value the well-being of those involved in our processes. The human-centric BPM approach not only enhance productivity, but also contribute to a positive workplace environment. And third, object-centric. As organizations navigate increasingly complex processes, it's vital to shift our perspective toward the object and entity involved. Whether it's document, products, or data, placing a strike emphasis on object-centric BPM allow for a more comprehensive and efficient management of resources. In the coming year, let's delve into how we can leverage technologies and advanced data modeling to enhance the tracking, handling, and optimizing of this critical object. By adopting an object-centric mindset, we empower our processes to be more adaptive, realistic, and aligned with the organization object. At the end, I should say, please don't skip BPM methodology among them. We need BPM roadmap in this journey, and we should throw step by step. All others like AI, process mining, VARC, etc., all tools and techniques that we can help in BPM establishment. I hope you enjoy BPM journey the same as me.
Thank you, Ahmad. I find it super interesting to have this exchange with people from all around the world, and it's great to have your insights from Iran here as well. So obviously, leveraging AI and advanced analytics are also topics over there. Great that you have pointed out the importance of human-centric BPM and finally pushing the object-centric BPM for an end-to-end perspective of an organization ahead is also an essential point. This leads us to a person whose opinion cannot be missing. It's the godfather of process mining. He has also been my guest in 2024, one of the most listened to episodes. And here comes Will van der Aalst's top BPM topic for 2024.
Hi, here is Will van der Aalst. My top BPM topic for 2024 is rainbow spaghetti. We all have this experience that when we mine a process, we find spaghetti models. This is partly due to real variability, however, also due to the fact that we are colorblind and do not see the different objects involved in processes. Think of customers, suppliers, orders, and items as different object types. They together create the so-called rainbow spaghetti. Object-centric process mining helps us to see the different object types, disentangle the spaghetti, and really improve the operational processes.
Thank you, Will. I love rainbows and I love spaghetti. So I'll definitely take a closer look at rainbow spaghetti in 2024. Thank you very much. Finally, I asked one of my power listeners and 2x podcast guest, Martin Holing, for his topics for 2024.
Hi, here's Martin, Head of Process Management in Chemnabau. My top BPM topic for 2024 will be creating a strategy for business process management to get the people involved, establishing the roles and so on, and also diving into a culture to inspire people for processes. So it's a more soft build topic, but really important to have, I think, as basic for the good foundation for establishing BPM by business process management in a company. Not to talk about AI as the fifth or fourth person that mentions this, as for sure. I think artificial intelligence will play a bigger role in BPM in the future, and you have to be ready for that. However, as I said, strategy and culture, this is my top for BPM in 2024.
Love it. And I'm quite sure that it's not only a topic at Chemna Bau to create a strategy for BPM, to get people involved, to get people excited about process, and to create a process culture. So I'm quite sure that also other people are working on that, so you're not alone. Thank you also for pointing out the importance to keep an eye on AI, Martin. And thank you guys for all your contributions. I'm very grateful to have you in this episode today. And now we're coming to the results of the new process survey with the topics that are on the list of the new process community, so on your list. In total, 72 fellow BPM enthusiasts completed the survey. Thank you so much. That's great to have all your topics in this episode. And 93.1% of you are with a true love for processes, and the rest is somewhere in between. 13% of the participants work as BPM consultants for other companies. 15% are responsible for the operations of a BPM system in their own organization. Also, 15% of the participants are BPM users, such as process owners, process architects, or process manager, or however you call this role in your organization. And 35% are internal BPM consultants within their company. The other participants are researchers, tool vendors, or a mix of all these roles. The majority of participants, with 72%, is coming from Germany, followed by 10% from Austria and 7% from Switzerland. But there are also participants from Greece, Iran, the Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, Poland, Australia, and Brazil. And I really love this international new process community. So thank you very, very much. And now, what are the results? What are the topics? To find out, I've read all your answers. Truly, I've read every single answer. I grouped and categorized them to find the big topics for 2024. In total, more than 25 different categories were identified, but I will only point out the ones with more than 10 mentions. So whenever a person named a specific topic as a topic which is on his or her list for 2024, it was a mention, and that's how the top five came together. So let's start with topic number five, and this is the massive topic of process mining. So with more than 15%, the application of process mining is on the agenda of a lot of companies, but not too much. To be honest, this really surprises me. Sure, it's a topic for the more mature BPM implementations, and you definitely need a certain level of process culture established. But as discussed in the previous episode with Jean-Marc Hériot, you should start as early as possible with process mining. So 15%, it's not that much, and I thought it would be more. But yeah, that's interesting to know. The fourth place with 19% goes to the implementation of BPM governance. What does the implementation of governance mean? So this includes the definition of BPM roles. So how does the role, like process owner, look like? How is it defined? What are the tasks? How can we clearly differentiate this role from other roles and so on? And how to train these people, how to enable the people for the execution of BPM roles, that's also part of the implementation of BPM governance. And besides the roles, it's also about the process of process management. So like the new process lifecycle, which you can find in the new process toolbox, which describes how roles, such as process owners, process architects, and so on, should work on business processes. And there, very often, there was the question regarding the strategy, how to transfer the organizational strategy to processes, how to apply this organizational strategy to process, how to create a process strategy, and so on. That was a topic which was quite often mentioned. There is already something about that, like the new process lifecycle in the toolbox on newprocesslab.com. And I'm going to put more information on that into the New Process Pro community in the future. The third most named topic, named by 32 of all participants, is about modeling of processes and designing process architecture. So there are a lot of topics coming together, all related to, are we going to map these and that processes? But it was also about how to map processes. So the application of BPMN 2.0 is definitely a topic. Is this the best human-centric notation to have a common picture to talk about processes with people out there? I really doubt that, you know. And I'm super happy that also a number of you named finding a simple to use notation is on the list for next year. So maybe we should set up a special interest group on New Process Pro for this topic. Another part within this area is also how to design process architecture. So build up the process architecture, the repository of processes, but in a structured way, coming from the highest level process map and then going down to the single processes with activities, decisions, roles, and so on. How to get there, build up this process architecture and develop an end-to-end view, for example. So that's also on the list of the new process community. I really love that. I can talk about it for hours. So if you would like to exchange on that, feel free to contact me at any time. I think I'm going to set up a special interest group for this in New Process Pro as well. Then the second most named topic, named by 43% of all participants. So nearly half of the people out there working on processes. It's about process improvement. And this covers a wide range. So starting with continuous improvement of processes, that includes Lean, Six Sigma, and so on. But also a lot of mentions were regarding to digitalization. That's also part of improving processes, to digitalize processes, including automation of processes, for sure. And the third big topic within the area of process improvement was the application of artificial intelligence in processes or in BPM in general. So that perfectly fits to AI and BPM as named by the guests before, and that's definitely a topic for next year. I think we're going to have a think tank on that in the future as well. We're going to communicate that via New Process Pro and New Process Update, so just make sure that you are somehow part of New Process Pro, and then you'll definitely get an invitation to join the think tank or the special interest groups for these topics. And finally, the challenge, which is on the list of 64% of all participants, is how to inspire people for processes. Man, I was shocked because this is the core of what I'm fighting for. Obviously, we're not alone with this challenge. And this includes topics like how to implement process thinking, how to establish a process culture, how to get people excited about processes on all levels. So from the board, from the CEO to the regular employee, there are different challenges which you named out there, but it all comes down to inspire people for processes. And that's core of my activities. And this is exactly what we are putting at the core of the New Process Conference. So that's what the New Process Conference is designed for, but more on that in the recap. So the survey participants also answered a number of questions to help me prioritize my activities for 2024, and I'd like to thank you for this as well. So besides the podcast, and for sure I'm going to continue this podcast, besides the conference and besides helping my customers to set up human-centric BPM framework and to get people excited about processes, I will direct most of my efforts into adding more and more content to the new Process Pro to support you with your challenges in 2024.
Let's recap today's new process inspiration.
So first of all, a big thank you goes out to all of you, to all of you who participated in the survey, and also to the BPM thought leaders who are my guests today. Let's start with a recap of the topics of my guests. First, there was T. He said as his topic for 2024, it's to focus on convergence. So bringing BPM together with other disciplines, like new process. Then we had Casper, and he pointed out AI and BPM as the top topic for 2024. Same as Christoph. He also said we should have a closer look on to AI and BPM. And that's also a topic which Ahmad mentioned. So AI and advanced analytics. But he also named human-centric BPM and object-centric BPM. And we had Will van der Alst, who recommended to have a look at rainbow spaghetti and kind of object-centric process mining. And finally, Martin pointed out that on his list, and also, as we know from the results, setting up a strategy for BPM and culture is one of the major topics he is working on. And he also mentioned to have an eye on AI. So AI and BPM seems to be the hot topic for 2024. It was also part of what the community mentioned in the survey as part of process improvement. And that's why we'll have a closer look, a very close look at this at the New Process Conference, and also in other ways like in the podcast and in New Process Pro next year. And AI and BPM, as I said, is also already on the list of so many of you. So here comes a brief recap of the top five topics from the community. Number five is apply process mining. Actually, 15% of you mentioned this as a topic for next year. As I said, quite nice number, not so much as I expected, but you definitely, if you haven't had that on your list, should take that on your list and have a closer look onto how to start with process mining as early as possible. And there is this episode with Jean-Marc Hériot, which was the episode before this episode. So you can easily move back and listen to that as well to learn more about process mining. Number four is to implement BPM governance with all aspects ranging from BPM roles, like how to define a process owner, a process architect, and so on. How do they interact? And the process of process management, which was in total named by 19% of the survey participants. So that's definitely a topic. And you can find more on that on newprocesslab.com in the toolbox or in the future in New Process Pro. Then number three, named by 32%, is to model process and to design process architecture. So a lot of modeling, a lot of mentions regarding finding a human-centric, easy-to-understand notation, and how to design process architecture with an end-to-end view from the different levels, top-down, and so on. So this is also on the list of many of the people out there. Then number two, named by 43%, is all around the improvement of processes. And this contains not only continuous improvement like Lean, Six Sigma, and so on. A lot of mentions were regarding the digitalization of processes, including automation, and also the application of AI in processes, as well as BPM in general. And finally, the top topic, number one topic, is to inspire people for processes. This was named by 64% of the survey participants. And to be honest, it's a bit weird to see my own topic, which I'm so passionate about, as the topic that most of you have on your list as a challenge for 2024. So maybe, I don't know if you were influenced by New Process, but of course it also corresponds with what I keep hearing from you and what I experienced within the different meetings which I had during the year, it's often the question, how can I get my people and my organization excited about processes? So in this respect, I'm very happy to support you with this challenge in 2024 as well. And in addition to the conference, which will definitely focus on this topic, so it's designed around how to get people excited for processes. And there's also a 90-minute slot on BPM and AI. I would like to encourage you to sign up for the New Process Pro to become part of the community. So New Process Pro is the community to meet other BPM enthusiasts, to join forces, to fight for BPM, to get new ideas, tools, methods to inspire people for processes and way more. So it's community. To learn more, just go to newprocesslab.com/pro and sign up for free. Yeah, that's it for 2023. I'm really looking forward to all the cool things coming up in 2024. And I'd like to say thank you to all of you. The next episode, which will be released on January 10th, so there is a short holiday break. The next episode will be a real cracker episode to kick off the new year and to rethink processes. I don't want to reveal too much, but it will be an interview with an expert who is really on fire. And there are more exciting episodes coming up in 2024. But for now, I wish you and your family Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day. Bye-bye. And auf Wiedersehen in 2024.
You've been listening to the New Process Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode for more tools, methods, and best practices to rethink your process and push it to the next level. Thank you for listening.
Before you leave, I know the process journey is hard, and it's even harder if you go on your own. I know this from my very own experience. That's why I founded New Process Pro as a community to join forces with fellow BPM enthusiasts. So make your life easier and become part of New Process Pro today. To sign up for free, just go to newprocesslab.com/pro. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.